is fulfilled, some mele, it's actually determined that Eveter's Itzelechayos a week before the Odin died. So why should the Chayos be defeated? That's Rashi Shite Daf Gimel. But Rashi Shite Daf Tes and the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam is no. Since he said Tain, he is makpid that it should be delivered to him, so it's not just Itnai, it's more than Itnai. In other words, there is a kinyan of Lachalamed and there is a kinyan of Miachshof Lachalamed. Miachshof Lachalamed. So the halacha is if a man says to a woman, Hariat Mekudeshesli, Lachalamed, Ruven is Mekadesh and Nish, and he says, Hariat Mekudeshesli Lachalamed, then the next day Shimon is Mekadesh and she agrees, so she becomes Mekudeshes to Shimon, because the Chaleis takes place 30 days later, and before the Chaleis takes place for Ruven, so Shimon is Mekadesh and she agreed. That's what the mission says. But suppose Ruven says, Hariat Mekudeshesli Mi Achshofu Lachalamed, and then Shimon the next day is Mikadisha and he says you should be Mikudeshes to me, so then the Mishnah says Mikudeshes Veni Mikudeshes, so she's Mikudeshes Veni Mikudeshes to both, to Reuven and Shimon. So then we have three mandomas in Dush Dafnu Test: Rav, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. We pass by Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rav, when a person says Areyat Mekudeshes Mi'achshof Lachalamed, so it's isofik whether it's Chazor or is it not. So one alternative is that his intention was Areyat Mekudeshes Mi'achshof, provided that I will not be Chazer within 30 days. But if the 30 days expire and he was not Chazer, so it's Sufra Adol Mafreya that she became Mekudeshes at the very outset. That's one alternative. But there is another alternative. Maybe his kavone was to be chayzer. At first, so when he said, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, Miachshav, then he bethought himself within, you know, the second, he bethought himself, no, I don't want her to be Mekudeshes right now. Only Lachalamet. Lachalamet. That's Rav. Shmuel says that it's definitely Chazor. It's definitely Chazor. So, let me see. I'm sorry. Shmuel says it's definitely Itnai. So according to Rav, when the Mishnah says, Hariat Mekudeshesli, Miachshof Lachalamed, so it's isofik whether it's Tnai or Chazor. According to Shmuel, no. The Pshat in the Mishnah is, it's definitely Tnai. It's definitely Tnai. So Memele, there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. If he says, Me'achshav lachalam eshleishim yeim, lachashleishim me'achshav lachashleishim yeim, so Mekudeshes and Mekudeshes, Omar Rav Mekudeshes and Mekudeshes leilom, Ushmuel Omar Mekudeshes and Mekudeshes, Elo ad lamed yeim, le'ach lamed pati kdushi sheini, v'gamre kdushi rishon. So according to Shmuel, so according to Rav, when the Mishnah says Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes, it means she requires a get from both. If she wants to marry somebody else, she requires a get from Reuven and Shimon. She requires a get from Reuven. Why? Because maybe when he said Mi'achshav Ulachalamed, he meant B'teras Tnai. If I'm not chazer from the Gedushin within 30 days, you should be Mekudeshes Mi'achshav. And he wasn't chazer. But what happened? Shimon came in as a Mekadesh. But he wasn't chazer. So that means, since he wasn't chazer, the 30 days expired, and Reuven was not chazer from his Gedushin, so it's Uva Adol Mafreya that she was, when Shimon was Mekadesh the next day, she was already the wife of Reuven. So how could Shimon's Gedushin be chal? But there's another possibility. Maybe he was chazer. So that means when Shimon was Mekadesh the next day, she was a Pnuye. So then she's Mekadesh to Shimon. So Memela Leilam Voet, if she wants to marry, let's say, Levi, she has to get a get from Ruve and from Shimon. Because it's a sophic whether the Ma'ash of Halamet meant B'teras Nai or B'teras Chazon. Shmuel is certain, it's a Vada, that it's a Tnai. So Mele, when the Mishnah says, so it's both that when he says Ma'ash of Halamet, so he meant if I don't, if I'm not Chazer within 30 days. And he wasn't Chazer within 30 days. So it's super Adova Lemafreya that she became Kodeshes at the very outset to Ruven. So Mele, after 30 days, if she wants to marry Levi, she only requires a get from Ruven, from Shimon. She doesn't require a get because she's not Mikodeshes to Shimon. But to her 30 days, if she wants to marry Levi within 30 days, so it's still not determined. Maybe Ruven will be Chazer. And if Ruven will be Chazer, so then to be Hifra Adoval Mafreya. Is Huva Adoval Mafreya that she wasn't the Kodeshes, so Levi's Dushmi is Chal, but maybe will not be Chazer. So Mele, Levi's Dushmi will not be Chal. So Mele, until 30 days, if she wants to marry Levi, is Mekodeshes, Lishneyem, she requires a get from Reuven and Shimon. But if she decides to get married to Levi after 30 days, so then it's already Huvra that he was not Chazer, so Mele, she was Mekodeshes to Reuven, to Shimon, she was not Mekodeshes. If she wants to marry Levi after 30 days, all she has to do is to get a get from Reuven. That's the Machleket to Rav Shmuel. But then, Rabbi Yechon has a third chick. He says it's not Nai, it's not Chazore, but it's a long Chalais. If he says, Hareyat Mekodeshes, Mi'achshav Lachalamet, so he means you should begin to become Mekodeshes now, and the Chalais should continue and last until the expiration of 30 days, and then you'll be completely Mekodeshes to me. In the interim period, so then she's Mekodeshes and not Mekodeshes. What kind of a thing is it? It's a din sophic, like Androgynous, like Binash Moshe's. Not a sophic of Kesongidi. There is such a thing as the Ritvo in Yume Daf Mem Zayin says that Binash Moshe's is not like a sophic, like Tumtum. Binashmoshes is like the Sophic of Androgynous. Tumtum and Androgynous are both heavy din of Sophic Zohar, Sophic Gay. But Tumtum means it's covered up and we don't know whether he has the male genitals or the female genitals. What is done today when such a baby is born? It happens many times. An operation is performed. This is what the Gemara says. Tumtum shenikra v'nimtza Zohar, Tumtum shenikra v'nimtza Gay. If operation is performed, so then it's revealed whether he has the male genitals or he has the female genitals. So one tumtum might be Zohar, one tumtum might be an Ikeva. So that's the sophic of Kesongidi. Masha'inke, that's why we say that tumtum cannot be made see even as mine and with Shefa. One tumtum cannot blow the Shefa for another tumtum. Because maybe the blower, the Ikea, is an Ikeva and the Shemeya is his Ochal, so he's not a Choyevdom. So Tumtum is a good example of his soft song Yediye in Mitzis. Androgynous, so Rabbi Yisi says, Androgynous Berye Bifnei Atzmi, Bli Chiyu Bichachomi, Im Zohar Nike. So what does he mean? What does Rabbi Yisi add? His suffix, why do they have to say Berye Bifnei Atzmi? So the Pshat in Rabbi Yisi is, Androgynous is not his suffix in his song. Not only it's not a Sophic and Chesom Yedin Mitzias, then of course it goes without saying, how could we say it's a Sophic and Chesom Yedin Mitzias? But even in Din it's not a Sophic and Chesom Yedin Mitzias. When Leo comes, Tishbi Itaris Kushet Vabais, but when Leo will be asked, what is Androgynous? So it says Sophic. Leo doesn't know. He knows. That's the Din Sophic. In other words, what is Androgynous? He has both organs. The male organs and the female organs. Since he has the male organs, so he's Zohar. Since he has the female organs, he's Nikkei. But one... excludes the other, negates the other. It's the opposite. A male is the opposite of a female. A female is the opposite of a male. So what is he? He's both. What is he? He's both. But one is says the other. In other words, he's not completely Zoho. He's not completely Nikit. You know, that's called in English oxymoron. You know, oxymoron. What's an oxymoron? In other words, he's very smart and he's very stupid. A moron is somebody who's stupid. But there are certain people are very smart and they are very stupid. You see, you have a machlekes in the Nisach HaSmigile between Rav and Shmuel. Between Rav and Shmuel, whether Ahasuerus was the Melech Chochom or Ahasuerus was the Melech Tipish. You can ask a kash. We have a clown. Whenever there is a machlekes in Chazal, so Eilu ve'Eilu divrei Kimchai. All right, so Midin, we understand both are equally true. Both are based upon the clothing of the logic of the Torah, not the human logic, but the logic of the Torah. But we have to pass them like one, Achirabun Hattis, Bishamayim Bisilal. So the Baskel said, Thou walkest like Bisilal, but Eilu Ve'ilu Divalekim Chai. That's in Din, but in Mitzias, how can you say, Eilu Ve'ilu Divalekim Chai? One says, Achashverish is the Melech Chochom, and the other one says, Achashverish is the Melech Tipesh. How can both be true? The answer is yes, there is such a thing as an oxymoron. Ahasuerus was a big chochem, but at the same time, he was a big chochem. You see that Esther was able to prevail upon him to mete out justice against Haman, but he was a big tipish too. Haman was able to, also able to prevail upon. So, Eilu Ve'ilu Divrekim Chaim, what was Ahasuerus, an oxymoron? So androgynous is an oxymoron. This is what Rabbi Yossi says. There are many people today, leaders, I don't want to mention names, big diplomats who are oxymorons. They are big chachomim and big tipshi. Big chachomim and big tipshi. I mean, that's the reason as to why you have so much trouble in Israel. Because of a number of Jewish leaders who are oxymorons. Very smart and very stupid. So, at the same time, Shimon Peres is also an oxymoron. He's very smart and very stupid. So androgynous is better than Neatzin. It's not a Sophic in Chisom Yedir. Elio will say androgynous is Sophic. It's a Din Sophic. In other words, he's both. If he's both, so he's not completely one and he's not completely the other. The Miri, and not Miri, the bit from Yume in Dafmem, Vormem, Zainem, Ches, I don't remember, in connection with Bina B'nai. What is Bina B'nai? You know, in Mincho, you have to be marked to the Kemetz. What is the Kemetz? And then the Sherayim Anecha. So the Kemetz is like the Dam in the Zevach. And then the Sherayim is like the Zevach itself. Elo is Kulikol, but let's say Shlomim, Chatos, Amecholis, Oshom. So then, the Bosor is Necha, but the Dam is Korif and the is Nizrak and the Mizbeach. So by Mincha you also have. You have a Mincha Shekula Kol also, but suppose you don't have a Mincha Shekula Kol. So then the Kemetz is Mikta Al-Gabba Mizbeach, and the Shiraim, the rest is Necha. So the Gemara has an Abai. Bein Abinayim now, in other words, what's a Kemet? The Kemet. Let's say, he fills up his fist with the sailors. So that's the Kemet. And then the rest is the Shirai. Suppose Bein Abinayim is like this. He fills up the fist, and there's a little bit of sailors that is between the fingers. So the question, more as an Abai, Bein Abinayim now, the portion of the sailors that is between the fingers to the Tevedin of Shiraim and is Nechal Likiani, or it has a din of Kemetz. Rabbi, then the Gemara goes in right. A discussion, then the Gemara. Both are the Bayer, Hoda Pashte, Bina Binaim Sofi. Seriously. I mean, that's the Gemara Shaila at the very outset, and then the Gemara says, after discussing it, Mishako, we tell you this and that. So the solution is it's Sofik. So the Ritva is the Kash. All the Rishon is the Kash. The Ritva Yuma. So the Ritva says, like, the Shaila of the Gemara was, what was the aloha, the Kabbalah, Lemeshe Misinai? What was it that Bin Abinayim has a din in Kabbalah, Lemeshe Misinai? Say that Bin Abinayim has a din of Kemetz, because it really doesn't protrude. Suppose there is a portion that protrudes like that, that's certainly Shara. So this, what is enclosed within the fist, is certainly Kemetz. But what is mamish, enclosed between the fingers, and doesn't protrude, so the Gemara had, what did the Kabbalah and Mesh Bissinai say? That this is to be treated like Kemetz or like Shara. But the Bayo the Pashte, the Kabbalah and Mesh Bissinai is that it's both. It's a din sofik. It's a din sofik. Because and what when something partakes of two antithetical aspects that negate each other, like antagonists, and he says, the Ritva mentions the example of Binashmoshis. Binashmoshis, it's not that the Chachomim didn't know. Chachomim, there is a Kashi that is asked about Machlekes Rashi and Rabbatam. So the Kashi is raised by everybody. I mean, what did the Jews do? So there it's a Machlekes between Rashi and Rabbatam. So it's not the Kashi. It's still difficult, but here, Chazal said, that Binashmosh is Sofik. The question is, this is a Shaila that is Negeye every Shabbos. And not only every Shabbos, Negeye every day. It's Negeye every day. So the Chacham didn't know the Chisom Yediye. It's not Mistak. Very strange. So the Ritva says, no. What is Binashmosh? Binashmosh means the sun had set. But there is still daylight. You know, twilight period, you could read a book at the beginning of the Binashmoshes period. If you sit outside after the sun set, within the first 20 minutes, you could read a book. Unless it's tiny, tiny atheists, and you don't have good vision. But otherwise, you could read a book. So there is still daylight. But on one hand, it's already dark. On the other hand, you know, there is still a madkum of daylight. So what is it? It's day. It is day because there is still a madkum of daylight. It's not completely dark. It's night also because the sun had already set. Vayarev vayivekeh yem rishon. One thing vayarev vayivekeh. Vayarev means that the sun had set. So it's both. But how did it build? Day and night both. Eyo vechesh mishtamshim biyo bufye. It's an oxymoron. Again, an oxymoron. Two things. When something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so then it has a din sofik. So in other words, it's not chayv mise. And it's chayv noshim tol, not chatos b'sheik. So the Ritva says, binashmoshes. So bin abinayim is a din sofik. So minele, according to Rabbi Yechanan says, he is chelik am Rav en Shmuel. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Abichan says, Bo echot, Omala Ariat Mugdesh is the Maxwell Hamidin, Ubache, Omala Ariat Mugdesh the Maxwell Hassanji, Ubache, Omala Ariat Mugdesh is the Maxwell Hassoyami. So then she requires it gets from everybody, Tafsamech, Modalev, Hindush. Rabichan says, Kishrabi the Libre. So Abichan and Shita is that Maxwell Halamet is not night, it's not Hazore. It's a long chalais that begins to be chal now and it ends. The effect, the legal effect, is finalized at the end of 30 days. So, if one person was Mekadosh HaMachzor HaLamed and another person was Mekadosh HaMachzor HaChesem Yeh, so it's chal because Gedushin could not be chal in a wife of Chuvay, but she's not really the wife, fully the wife of Chuvay. She is the wife of Uvim, she is not the wife of Uvim. So Mele, inkoit gdushi. That din sofik means it's inkoit. It's not perfect, it's not full. So it has a din sofik. So Mele, so here, and we pass like Rabbi Yechon. And even according to Rav and Shmuel are not chilek on Rabbi Yechon, and they negate the whole concept of ilon chalitz. Rav and Shmuel hold that when a person says Mi'achshav lachalamed, his kavone is not that it should be a long chalice. But suppose he'll spell out The Kedushin should begin to be start now, and it should keep less, the Chalei should last for 30 days, then Rav Shmuel will also be made that is Mekudesh is Mekudesh is Shrag Livne. The Machleke between Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon and Nastam, but there is such a thing as a long Chaleis, long Chaleis. So Mele, the Pshat in the Reef and the Rambam, and in the Rashi Daf, in the Rashi Daf, Daftes, in the Rashi Daftes, that when he says, Ten Shtar Shichu, Zele Avdi, even though the get is already executed, signed and everything, and Ten Kisri, but since he didn't say, Shrei Bishtar Zele Avdi, but ten, so he's makpid that he should be handed over. Why is he makpid to be handed over? Why? So the other Rishonim say, is it not? So it could be makpid on anything. No, according to the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi Daftes, since he's makpid that he should be handed over, so his kavitzarai, his kavone is, you should start being zeichet for the event right now, but it should last, the chaleis should keep on lasting until it is handed over, then it will be finalized. The chaleis will be finalized. So mele, the halacha is that me'achshav lachalamed, he cannot be chayza. He cannot be chayza me'achshav lachalamed. So here too, he cannot be chayza. But suppose he dies, Dordan, so then he defeats the whole chaleis. Why don't we say, since David started to be mishucher, but an account of the Mrs. Oden. So before the get, the Shtashichu was handed over to him, so it wasn't able to be finalized. So let the Eved remain for the rest of his life in a state of an oxymoron of being Mishuchar, not Mishuchar. Like Chotze Eved and Chotze Ben Chere. Why don't we say that? That's a good question. So there is a Gemore in Gdushin, Daf Samach. If you have a Gemara in Gdushin, I think I have one Gemara here. Here there is one Gemara. Gdushin, one Gemara. Alright, Gemara Daf Samach Chomed Aleph. The ninth line from the top of the Omer. Ule Omer Rabbi Yechanan afilu meyo teifzim bo. In other words, if Ruvain was Mekadosh on Isho Me'achshav HaLamed, and then Shimon was Mekadosh on Isho, the same Isho, Me'achshav LaChachov, and then Levi was Mekadosh the same Isho Me'achshav LaChasor, and then Yehuda was Mekadosh Me'achshav LaChates, and Yisochar Zvulun Amin afilu meyo. So, everybody's Dushin is teifzim, because she's Mekadosh, they're Mekadosh. So it's like the space between the bricks, you know, where you have cracks. So you can put in some more mortar, some more teeth, you know. So you have to, you can push in another husband, you know, because she's in Kodesh, she's in Kodesh. My time with Rabbi Yechanan, Shodan Afshe Kishrabi Lelivne, Bechol Chav Vechad Rafcha Lechav Rishad. Mosif Rav Chanine, Ma'ayim Lachamise Get Ve'ini Get. If a husband who doesn't have any children and is anticipating his death, whether he's anticipating, not anticipating, anyway, he gives a get, but he thinks about it. So he gives a get to his wife and he says, Hari at Migoreshes, Nehayim Ulachamis. So then, get, rain again. She's Migoreshes. And she's Migoreshes. So here, it's also a long chalais if he says, according to Rabbi Yechanan, some Ma'achshav HaLamed is a long chaleis, some Ma'ayim Ulachamisi is a long chaleis. Start being Mekoreshes now, but the chaleis should be finalized, should be complete after I die. So, and then he died. Now, in Get Lachamisi, there couldn't be a chaleis. So, in other words, so his wife, does she have to have Yibim Chlitze or she's or she's Metaris Lishuk, she's a Grusha. So he says, Mayim Ulacham Mise. So then, get Veini Get. V'meis chiletes v'loy misyaberis. So she requires chlitzeh. She requires chlitzeh. She cannot get married because maybe she's sofik. Idin sofik. Idin sofik. She cannot get married without chlitzeh. And but he's not allowed to miyam. Bishleim le'rav misayr. So according to Rav, that he says that when we say machshava halamed, it's isofik whether his kavone was b'teras tnai or b'teras chazore. So that's a riot from this halach is a riot him, because when he says ma'imah hamisayr, one alternative is that he meant provided. I mean ma'yim olachamisayr. In other words, if I die. Well, and then he did die. So the tnai was miskuyen. Some melee, it's uvra davol mafreya, that she was migoreshes. She was migoreshes at the very outset. Let's say he died 2 years later. So the tnai was fulfilled. Some melee, she was migoreshes 2 years ago when he gave her the get. So if he did die, if we say that his kavone was b'teras tnai, So then she shouldn't even require chlitz. Of course, it couldn't be miyam. It's an ishasach shalom mokinitz. So it's an ekrusha. But maybe his kavone was chazore. Chazore, so memele, she was never migrashis. Lachamisa, she couldn't become migrashis. So she's a regular woman who has to have, who can be misyam too, but you couldn't be misyam because we don't know. So it's chaletzes v'loy misyabenes. So it's a right. L'shmuel name, because Shmuel is made there. When Shmuel says it's definitely a tnai. So because Shmuel paskens like Rebbe, but Shmuel is made according to the Rabbonim of Rebbe, it's isofik. So Shmuel implied this price alibe the Rabbonim of Rebbe, except that Shmuel paskens like Rebbe. So Shmuel Nama Man Rabbonim Banon Da Amrek Rebbe El Rabbi Yechanan Dama Shiyura Ve Kol Gite De Mishayir Bo Veloi Klum Hu Yuvi Miya. But according to Rabbi Yechanan Shalom Chaleis, so we made it here, so the get started to be Chal, but the Chaleis was not finalized. So any get that is not finalized, that begins to be Chal and it's not finalized completely Chal, so then is bottle gum. Why is it bottle gum? We should say that she should remain for the rest of her life like Sofik Migoreshis and Sofik Eina Migoreshis. So the Gemara says no. It's a special. So Rashi says on the basis of Krisis. So Rashi says Gite di Shaya Beiliklumu de Rachmono Mak Krisis. So it's a special Zeres Akosuf. By Gersh, there's aloha of krisis. Krisis means there are many alohas of krisis. I'm not sure technically be so big. Leilom is a song krisis, and one of the alohas of krisis is that the chaleis gereshin has to be complete. But if the chaleis, if it's an inchoate chaleis, not complete, it is chal, not chal. It's a song krisis. So the implication being that only it's only there's a kosov in get and in all probability it will apply to shechor also, because there is the same halacha between get and shtar shechor, but it shouldn't apply to kedush. Suppose is mikadosh and nisha, me'achshav lachalamed. So then and then Tech Lamedi dies, so then we should say, we wouldn't say according to Rashi, call Gitidim Shaya Bevelei Klumu, because in Get there is a song of Krisis, but in Dushin there is no song of Krisis. That's Rashi, she did, but this is Israel. Call Gitidim Shaya Bevelei Klumu, period the contrast, we have a Get Krisis, Kidin the Shia, the Lin here, Din Kain. Tikshay kidnishin yochel is nigmar lacha misse in a get, they in get lacha misse. Ho adim bigdushin, im oma mayim lacha misse in the bresh. So according to Rashi, kolgitim shayavle klumu, in other words, if a get started the bechal, but it wasn't completed, so then it's bottle legam. Only by get, because of priests, by dushin, it isn't bottle legam. And then she should be mekudesh as they mekudesh. According to this, it's not peculiar to get. The same thing applies to everything, to dushin, except it applies to shkamatone also. I mean, same one. All right, now let's proceed with the Gemara. So, El Rabbeich and the Mashiure have a Kogitim Shayabov Leklumu Yivum Yab. So, it should be Tokale Gamre the Geresh. The Geresh, and so mainly you should be able to Miyab. She's not a Grushin anyway, not even a partial Grushin, because it wasn't finalized. So, Omar Rove Get Leheitzi or Misa Leheitzi. Mashishia Get Gomrosimis. Gomrosimis. So he says, no. The reason is why the Gerishin is not Pokaligambre, because true there is a Gerishin that is not the Chaleis of which is not finalized, is Pokaligambre, but here it is finalized. Because what does Get do? Get is Mafkia Ishes, it terminates the marital relationship. And Mrs. Abal also terminates the marital relationship. A woman who got a divorce, so is allowed to marry somebody. A widow is also allowed to marry someone. So Get and Mrs. Abal have one common aspect. They both terminate the marital relationship. True that a gerushin that cannot be finalized is potalegam. But this was finalized. Until he died, so there was a termination of the condition of the marital relationship. For the get, and the last moment, the termination took effect for the miss. That's what happens. Amla by mi dome get mitziyam shushyo, miso machniso shushyo. And it appears from the Gemara that Rove considered Abai like this. So whenever there is a machleki between Abai and Rove, except in Yalki Gam, the Aloch is like Rove. But here it appears from the Gemara that Rove considered to Abai. So of course the Aloch is like Abai. So Abai says, no, we cannot say Mashishia get Gomrasa Misa. Why? Because because when the husband dies, and we are dealing here with a husband who has no children, so Mele, there is a Nian of Zike. Without a get, there is a Zike. What does Zike mean? All right, there is a one man domar says, yes, Zike. So when the one man domar says, Rav Shimon says, yes, Zike. And the other Tanoim say Ein Zike. But so the machlekes between Reb Yude and Reb Shimon were Yes Zike or Ein Zike, according to Reb Yude, so Achisku Kosei that Ein Zike is only Osam de Rabbonot. But not Midraise, according to Reb Shimon, Yes Zike, so Achisku Kosei is also like Achisishte Midraise, he will not be Chayef Kores. But it's not foolish. But there is an element of a marital relationship. So mele, according to Reb Shimon, Yezike, so Achis Kukose is osa to the yovn, to the brother of the deceased, midrais, mitzadarais. It's a nisarav of midrais. So, in other words, so the rishus hayovn is a hemshech of the rishus haba. Because to a certain extent there is a marital attachment. It's not a marital identity, but a marital attachment. So Meila Abaye says midome get mitzia mishusyom misa machniso mishusyom. So you cannot say that the mise supplements the continuing chaleis that for the gerushin, because the mise does not put an end to the rishus habal. On the contrary, the mise without a get preceding the mise is mamshich the rishus habal. So how can it supplement the continuing chaleis of the gerush? So elam rabba. So then the question arises: should be Nisya Bemes too. So Abaye says, Einach Na'amid Raisi, she can be Nisya Bemes. Because Kol Gitarim Shaya Bovle Klum. But why does the Braise say Na'im Lachamisi get when you get? Vimes Chalas is Lo Nisya Bemes. So the Lo Nisya Bemes is Mida Rabbanon. But Mida Raisi, she can be Nisya Bemes also. All right, now, we can go back to this. So the Pshat in the Rif and in the Rambam, the Pshat in the Rif and in the Rambam is that when he says that Rima can get Tashichu Zele Avdi, so in Meis Yitra Hamise, even though it's the get is already completed and Ten is Kisri, but since he used the expression Ten, he's Machpi, then she handed over. So Meis Kavone is that he should start being Zeichet for the Eved, but it should not be finalized until it reaches the hand of the Eved. And Mimele, and if the Odin died before it reached the hands of the Eved, so we applied the aloche of Kol Gite, the Mishaya Bodhulaitlum. But even according to Rashi's Pshat, because that it's a Rishon Krisis, not a general din, according to Teisves, it applies to all shtores, not dafke to get, but according to Rashi, it applies only to get, not to other shtores. But shtashichu has all the dinim of get, so the din of krisis, the Gemara says, applies to shtashichu as well. And then I think something else, that even Rashi will agree with Teisves, that where there is a real hemshach of the rishus of the Baal or of the Odin, so then even without recourse to the special Zerosakos of Krisis, we could say Kol Gita de Mishaya Valeklu. And Tesis as the Kashe, the in Ken Tikshon Migdushin Gufay, the Echom Rabbeich Lafomeo Tapesimbo, Kidin de Mishaya Lafklumu. So in other words, the Rashi will be made as a tasteless, that if it will be mamesh be a machneses lirshus yovan in a complete way, so then without recourse to the din of krisis, we would have to say any gerish that cannot be finalized is pokaligam. There is no such thing. There can be such a thing of Megereshes Vein Megereshes for a certain time, but to remain Megereshes Vein Megereshes Leilam Voed, that's impossible. But why does Rashi have to resort to the Psul of Krisis? Because Rove said, Get Lehitzi and Misa Lehitzi, Mashishia, Get Gomrasi Misa, Omla Baye Midome, Get Mertzia Meshusiobim, Misa Machnesa Meshusiobim. So, what is it? Rove didn't know the longness of Abaye. It's his Svara Pshute, what Abaye says. How can the Mises supplement the Chaleis of Gereshin? When Gereshin is Mafkia the Rishus Abal, and Mises is Machnis Rishus Ayom, the answer is, the reason is why Rove at first, at the end he considered Abaye, but the reason is why Rove at first disagreed with Abaye, because the Rishus Yovim is not a real hemshach of the Rishus Abal. Even according to Reb Shimon, that Yezik Sachis Kukose is also midraise to the Yovim, but there is no Chiv Kores. Why isn't there a Chiv Kores? Because it's not a marital relationship. It's only a marital attachment. It's a certain zik. No. Zike, it's a marital attachment. So Mimele Rove held at first, if the Mise would mamish, be mamshich, the Rishus Abal into the Rishus Hayovim, if the halacha of Yivim would be that the moment the deceased brother dies and he has no children, she becomes the wife of the Yovim. So then we couldn't say that the Mise should supplement the continuing chaleis of the Gerish. because the how can it supplement the gerishin is meitzi. The chaleis of gerishin consists in being made, in being mafkia the shusabal, and here for the mise, so she's already married to the yov. The reason is why Rove says at first, get leheitzi and mise leheitzi, mashishia get gom rasi mise, because zike, even according to Reb Shimon, is not a marital relationship, and according to Reb Yude, it's no marital relationship in any way. Is not achis kikose is only osam derabonon. It's not even Mosam the Raisa. But if they call it Reb Shimon, it's also the Raisa, there is no Chiv Kores. Some Mele Rove held at first that Getle Heitzi, or Mizel Heitzi, Mashashia Get, Gom Rasa Mizel. So Abaye said, Mi Dome Get, Mi Tzir, Mishushiov, Miz Mashashiov. So Rashi was bothered by the Kashi, but after all, Rove also knew that. But why did Rove say that it supplements the continuing chaleis of the gerishin of me'achshav ha'lamed, because it's not mamish machniso the shusiyov, it's only a zike, it's not a marital relationship. So in other words, so we could say that mise essentially that's what Rove held at first, essentially is mafkia mishusaba, it's not mamshich the rishus abal and rishus ayon. I said, but it is mamshich in a certain sense. So, it is when the Gemara said Shiura have a kogitiv mishaya buzliklumu, so that means that according to Maskona of the Gemara, that because the Abaye says, because get mitzir l'shishyovim, misa machnisa l'shishyovim, so even though there is no hamshoche of the rishus habal, it's only a zike, no real hamshoche of the rishus habal, so that is due to the special zersakosov of krisis. But without recourse to the special zersakosov of krisis, I would say, we cannot say a chaleis that is not finalized is pokal gamre, because it is finalized, because on the whole essentially it is finalized, because the mise of the Baal is also on the whole essentially is mafkia the marital relationship, and she doesn't become the wife of the yov, she only becomes kukok to the yov. But even Abaye says, even the fact that she becomes kukok to the yov, even though it's not mamshich, it does not become nimshach into the oven, she doesn't become the wife of the oven, so that in itself is enough to be mafkia d'chaleis ligamre. That's because of exerzakosov of krisis. Masheinkein, in a case where there will be a rishus hayerish, where the whole rishus of the oven is remains, becomes vested in the rishus of the Eirish, so then Rashi will also agree that without recourse to exerce a cause of crisis, so kol gitted mishaya bovloi klum. Now there is a Gemara in Gittin. There is a Gemara in Gittin. So the question is, according to the Rabbanon, if a girl Shane Yoshin dies, he didn't give his shichol to any of his avodim. So then, being dealing with Tanim, according to Rabbanon, soul says Deilim, yes, because they have Yatub Zeich in themselves. But Ktanim not, all right. So Ktanim not, but Deilim Abishol is also made. So the question is, Beinek, according to the Rabbonah, on what basis do being dealing, being tanim become lechir? After all, an ever to be is lechir requires ishtashicho. The Oden before the ger, the Oden before he died, they didn't give him ishtashicho. So how is it they become lechir? And according even in the contrabonon, even tanim cannot be zeh. Even tanim are zeh batzmo. To become lechir. And according to Abishol, all right, Tanim not, but Deilim. So the question is, why Deilim? Why Deilim, yes? How do they come here? V'chi mi kosa keshich olehu. Omar, dome ha'yimid rabbonon, k'li gamre yin sheshmaitz. V'tayim mai, Omar Rab Nachman, koso barule, avdi di gea ki ishte. Ma ishte mishtalcho beliget, af avodof mishtalcho beliget. Af avodof mishtalcho beliget. So it's so Yoche after Yisroel Mame Omakrovis Nachalta Meisam Mibnecha Machaycha. So the Gemara says that just as Mrs. Abba is Mafkia, the marital relationship, and when the Gemara says, Nabaya says it's Machlisol Shoshyovim, that's in the case where the Ochiv HaMes has no children, but suppose the Ochiv HaMes has children, so then of course Mise goes without saying that Mise puts an end to the marital relationship just like it. But in the case where there is Din of Yibim of Zike, so then he doesn't put an end completely to the marital relationship. But suppose he has children, so then Mise Sabal puts an end to the marital relationship just as Ged does. So by Evet there is also the same Allah, that Mise Sa'odin puts an end to the Kenyan Avdus that the Oden had in there. So the Moresti Kashim, so even if he's not a Gerd Oden, if he dies, he should be Yisrael Chayos. So the Moresti said, because the Kenyan Avdus is preserved, becomes vested in the hands of the Yershin, Vishnachautan, Eisam with Necham Achechen. So by Avdus, by Eved, there is a special Xerus HaKosov. There is a special there's a cause of this Nahautem Isam Libnecha Machrech, that the Misa Sa'odin does not terminate the Avdus relationship. It's continued, it's preserved, it becomes vested in the hands of the Yorshim. So Mimele, in this case, or without recourse to the Xeris HaKosov of Krisis, and there is the Xeris Shoveh between Chufshalo Nitin Lo, between Gereshin and Shicho. So even according to Rashi, so kol dite de mishaya b'volei klum, on the basis of a general principle, when Rashi is chilek on Teisves, it's only in regard to the case where the in a general way the marital relationship is put off the mitzvah about, but only to a certain extent it is preserved in the Rishus Yom. So then Rashi says, without the exercise of Kosov of Tree says, so then we would say, like Rove, that on the contrary, the Mise supplements the continuing Chaleis of the Get. Bashinkin, Bashtashicho, so Rashi will also be made that we don't have to resort to the special Xeris HaKosov of Krisis, because here it's Mamesh Nimshach in the Rishus HaYerush. Anyway, so I think I discussed it at the Rosh Hashanah before, but now, I mean, we are up to that Rashi. Rashi says here, "Ha'imer tnu get liishti gasinom kastis, liigasinom ten, shalimoshom liyachliya bechayim, lifichoch lenechliko chachon vidovo lima, shenishor v'sheino zoch liyachliya leevet liyis mishuch." So Rashi is chizer from the shita daftes. In the daftes, Rashi shita was like the shita of the different Rambam. Here, Rashi is chizer. Rashi is chizer, and Rashi shita here is like the shita of all the other b'sheinim. That even though he was makpit and the nisine to the eved, but that doesn't mean that he meant that it should be a lasting chaleis. Only b'tiras nai. But in the case, so why does the Mishnah say leitn lachamise? He was already mishucher at the first moment. So Rashi says if he said, if the get had been completed and he said, ten gezel yavdi enochanan, so then it's neistunacham is also because it's only first night. But here it is referenced the case where the get was not completed. If the get was not completed, so maybe it's not shaykh to say zoch modem shalom b'fonof. So maybe if he died, so in get lacham is leader. Knu mono liyit, so Rashi says here, liyit lacham is say, di gitel yehabe adi motel yode, vich motel yode homisli nishacher upokal erishis. So here the says, yisimen kutsarik ches, as the kashi, why does Rashi have to emphasize the fact that the reason is why is liyit lacham is say, because the gitel have ad motel yode, vechim motel yode omisli mishachar upokal rishusim. In other words, he's the eved of whom? Of the son, of the yosh. What does Rashi have to resort to? Since we cannot say zochim, so what kind of ishliach is he? He's ishliach li loche. He didn't become ishliach li kabol of the eved. He's ishliach loche. And then the odin died, so there is no ishliachas. So Rashi, the tzizachishim, that I mentioned at that time. So he says that according to the Rambam, if the Baal appoints a shliach to as a shliach loche to hand over the get to his wife, so the shliach becomes the king of Baal and he becomes the Megadish. So mainly the question arises, why does the Mishnah say the way that King of Ishti Shtashichu Zoravdi Umeisu Yitlacham Yisei? Even by get, that is definitely a chayv. But since true that the Baal is not living, so he's not living. But the shluch shalom kemeisi means, according to the Rambam, that he becomes the migalish. If he becomes the migalish, so why couldn't he give lacham yisei? And why couldn't the shliach give it to the eved lacham yisei? So he's the mishachel. So that's why Rashi has to resort. The reason is why he cannot give. Because the Eved is whose Eved? The Eved is already the Eved of the son of the Od. So Mimele, how can he be Mishachre here? An Eved, not of the Mishalach, he's no more the Eved of the Mishalach. The Mishalach was the father, and now he's the Eved of the son. This is what it says. It's a very strange saying. It's in Simen Kuf Peches, as I mentioned once.
How would he answer the case of
Mishnah?
If
it's a good kasha again, as it says. So what do we say? Because of Mishus Hayom. So who says that this Mishnah is referenced Dafke the case? He couldn't say Einak Nu Gezel Ishti when he has 10 children. Suppose he has 10 children. There is no Mishus Hayom. So even in that case, the Mishnah applies. So we have to say that the Mishnah applies Dafke to a case. Of him at no get the lishti bim kinyov, big deich. In a panam, it's a strong tiny against the case, very strong tiny.
Because if it's not from a kinyov, so
nobody else takes over. So there is no zike.
He's matchless.
Yeah. Nisim en kuf peches. So the case mentions the machlekes between the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Gerashin and the Tur in Eben Ezer Simen Kuf Chofal. If Kodaikis we pass like Rabbi Yechan and he has a din of a shade. That's Kodaikis is what is called today temporary insanity. What is Kodaikis? Kodaikis is a certain drug. You know, people take drugs today, so they are temporarily insane. That's Kodaikis. So suppose the Baal appointed his shliach to write a get, to give a get to his wife, and then it's all the Kodaikis. So he cannot turn over, the shliach cannot turn over the get while he's in state of intoxication of Kodaikis. But suppose he did, so the Rambam says, I get possible. And the Rambam is a call, whenever the he says posel, it means posel mit Rabbanan, but mit Reis, the get is good. The tool in Simen, that's the Rambam per Reis Mokhav Yash. The tool in Simen Kufra Falef and Ebenezer, it's Chilk and Rambam, he says, the get is posel mit Reis. So the Kseis explains the flu, the Torah is right. What's the svara of the Rambam? After all, there is halacha that the sheite cannot be mamin shliach, cannot have a shliach. Ma'atem nidas, afshulchacham nidas. Kim torimu gam ma'atem. So it means that the mishalach and the shliach have to be mideo. So if the baal became mishayte, so mil the shliach should be poka. So how can, so how is the get a good get midrash? So the Torah is not. What is that? So he says. So the Kseis mentions this Rashi. Rashi mentions here wisely to Racham. He says because it's poka the shoes of the odin. As a matter of fact, Rashi doesn't say that it's poka the reshus of the Baal, because as far as it is concerned, we don't have to resort to it. Rashi says it's poka the reshus of the Odin, but the Kseis doesn't mention that. So the question is, why does Rashi have to mention? Because poka reshus amshacher, because he's nichnas in the reshus of the Erech. It's poka the shliches. The answer is, according to Rashi in the Rambam, Shluchos Lodin Kemeisi implies that he becomes the Migarish. He becomes the Mishach. It's a mystical concept. He becomes the Migarish, he becomes the Mishach. So what if the Odin died? So he died. What if the Baal died? He's the Migarish, not the Baal. He's the King of Baal. So the reason is because it's Nichnas, is not the Evet of the Odin anymore. He's the Evet. So we got to be Shechor, you understand it. But how about Get? So the answer is Rashi is not difficult. Rashi doesn't mention it Ligabi Get. Rashi mentions it only Ligabi Shichol Ligabi Get. You don't have to resort to it. We'll soon see. So anyway, I'll just read the main thing in the Sisachish. So it's Simen Kuf Piches Ois Beis V'Roli Sapik Heichad Oye Pekeya Bishor Shosin Shliach V'Kedem Shekomar Ashliach Shlichusei נשתת המשלח יעזלים הם בוסם יקורי ובישור שעושי שליח בקיח היו ואין הם מקים המשלח ויעזלים הם בוסם בסייף והרי בשז מר השליחס נשתת המשלח ובוטל שליחס אומנו מוצאנו שנחלוק בזה כמוה דלדס הרמב״ם פרק בייס ימין זו גרש אם הוא יבורי בשזמינו שליחס והקיין אור זה יחיל להשטוס דהינוסני השליח אב לגט נתר וניפוס לו מדרבון שלא יהיה עם ראשי תבגרש ולדעס עטור בבנזר סימן כוכב א' כהגב נהגת פוס לו נתר ואין פריחודו של חסגיתם שאל לו כדעס הרמבה וכוס אף דפו לגייסס דייני בגרש אם עושה שליח קדם וחכי נעשה גייסס נמם הנשלחוס ולדעס הרמבה במתיר הווגט וניפוס לו אלו מדרבון שלא יהיה עם ראשי תבגרש אם כנוכה גבי מומן כהגב נהגב אבל דאס עטור דאב נתירה ביטו השליחס כל שנשתתה בשז גמר השליחס אם כי מומן נמלה כשליחס אומנו מכת צורך וזבין לפי דאס הרמב״ם דלנבט להשליחס אפילו נשתתה בשז גמר השליחס ומשום דברום עד השליח ומתים המשלח בשור שוסי so anyway the whole kashi is not a kashi סיפר that it says mentions it as a raya, what is kashi? There is aloha, the mishalach and the shliach have to be b'nideo. It's according to Rashi and the two might agree, I mean according to the Rambam and according to Rashi and the two might also agree that there is a kosuf of that the mishalach and the shliach have to be b'nideo is not that there is a kosuf that ishete cannot have a shliach. Ishete can also have a shliach. Ishete is a person, is a human being. He has no das. He can have a shliach. A sheite who has no das is not a bahoche to be mame shliach. If at the time of the minu, so the he is a sheite, so his minu is no minu. But if at the time when he's mame the shliach, he was in his full senses, then he became intoxicated with the kotaikes, with the drug, and he became a sheite. So the shlichas is not poka. It's not that there's a kosov that a sheite is not a bahochet every shliach. A sheite cannot be mane shliach. But here the minu took place. The minu took place while he was a bekeach. So he became a shliach. Why should the shlichas be poka? And even the two, I think that even the two would agree with the Lomdus of the Rambam, that the Shlichas is not Poka. But why does the two say, in Shlichas and Rambam, he says the get is Poka from the Raise? Because the two holds that just as there is a Haloche, that a Sheite cannot be managed, Liach, so there is also a Haloche, that the Kiyum HaShlichas, the execution of the Shlichas, can, what does the Kiyum HaShlichas mean? Kiyum HaShlichas means when a Shliach does a certain act on behalf of the Mishalach, so it's considered as the Mishalach. So he, according to the Torah, in the Haloche of Atem Gam Atem, implies that it has to be Bendeya Pitchilose Bisefe. Chelose means bishasminu, and bisefe means when the shlichas is fulfilled. When is the shlichas fulfilled? If the Baal appoints his shliach liloche to give the get to his wife, and then at the time he appoints the shliach, the Baal is a pkeach, is perfectly safe. Then the next day the shliach hands it over to the wife. So next day is the execution of the shlichas, the fulfillment of the shlichas. So that's the Gzeiras HaKosuf. That Bitchelosi will be safe, they have both have to be Bnedeo. So Bitchelosi has to be Bnedeo because that there's a cause of implies that Ishete cannot be Mimane, Ichara Sheite Mikotan cannot be Mimane, and Bisefe has to be Bnedeo implies that the fulfillment of the Shliches cannot take place if the Mishalach is Ishete. So that's so according to the Rambam, there is only one Gzeiras HaKosuf, not Chelosi B'Seifei, just that Ishete cannot be Mimane, but not that Midraise, at the time of the execution of the Shliches, the fulfillment of the Shliches, so the Mishalach and the Shliach have to be Mideo. According to the Torah, there is a double Gzeiras HaKosuf. B'Chelosi, they both have to be Mideo. In other words, Ishete cannot be Mane, and Bisefei both have to be Nedeo. Because for Ishete there is no fulfillment of Shlichas. That's the Machlechis. But the Shlichas is not Poka. The Shlichas is not Poka. Even the two will be made. Now, Misha Ozi Kodaikis. And then, so the two says, if the Shliach fulfills the Shlichas and is over to get to the Isha, while the husband is still a kodaike, so he's bottom of the rice. But suppose he becomes sober again, and so the Torah doesn't say that he has to renew the minu. What does the Torah say such a thing? According to the Kseis Lomdes, he would require to make a new minu. It's a new halacha. The Torah doesn't say anything of that sort, because the Torah, that's the best right, the Torah is also made it to the Rambam, that Ishete is mufke of being mimane shliach, but once he was mimane, he's a bahochet heavy shliach. But the Torah shite is true is a shliach, but there is a special Gzeiras HaKosuf that the execution of shlichas can take effect only when the mishalach and the shliach are both made. All right, anyway, so he says on makat tzolot lizbenin lefidas haramba. Soll ich in die Kommaschen und in Gettlach am Wiese, Afal gab die Behediet Namen, Pirik mich Ozei, den Gettlach am Wiese, Hoche ist der Klasch Minon, der Afal gab sie Minon am Garisch, der Schlier, der Chayov, der Choshev, wie es gemäße, Lach am Wiese, Kilo Asme, Kayam, der Choshev, Gettlach am Wiese, hat keine Schäne, der Chinkos, der Tee, Pirik Schemes, wie ich Gufe Kashi, der Lomo, der Jia, Schlier, der Meise, Lach am Wiese, Kiven, die Kvornasse, Schlier, der Chayov, San the country, he establishes the Yisod that the Shliach becomes the Megarish, and then he has kashes against this. It's a pele. V'geis name areyu kimesli das kamaposkim v'afloche kol shemino is in shliach kidim shel geises da shliach bim kemi at lach shnas geises bin nearly bazed di nei di shloche kemi se at lach me se because he is the migareish kidim di u gufei il boyeli shacher es ab de ach shmoche is lacher a fil kvoros shliach le shacher avde vi kidim shnos na shliach shchure khoz a moch lach sum mo shliach shacher kidim di u gufei in rishus bei So this is how it says. How about get and suppose there is no yom? But since the whole rishus habal is poka, so he's like a stranger. So is some melech. What's the pshat? Shliach avum. There is no baal. So the baal himself is an achir. So without being nichnas l'shusach, kibin misra baal matir besula agid beklal umshem hocha leamrim beishluchik meisim kibin diu gufei achas shemeis lesle reshus klal loy beevet veloy beisho. Moshe kasafti. Avol ben shtatir begeises kibin da kate zav dei vizuish dei. אלא שמחוס הדעס ויד לגרש ולוכן השליח שפרנסה במקימי והשליח בדעס ושלוחה כמייסי כן נראה מדברה שפרקה מדיגיתן במשנה שום דס דקוש ופוינט נקסיס לא ייתן לך המיסה וזה לשני דיגיתי להווה אדימות על יודי מחימות על יודי המייס משחר ופוקה לרשוסי וכן כוסף רשא גיתן דפטס לא ייתן לך המיסה וכן דימיס קדם סולה הווי שיחו, דינפתו לרשוסי מני וחיירוב רשוסי אורשי, עד כאן ווב, והיינה כמי שבספתי, קדם די כבר יוצא אוהבת מרשוסי ונכנס לרשוסי אורשי. וחי גבני בי ששליח לשחרר, ומוח לאחר, דיסול מה נשלחר. Anyway, this is what it says. Now I think the pshat in this Rashi, Rashi here that he will as old as any point out, is chizah from Rashi Shite, Daftes. But one thing has to be said, in connection with Rashi here, Dafyudim. According to Rashi Shitin Dafyud Gimel, so in the case of Eimer, 10 get zel, 10 shtashicho zele abdi, then it's neis lachamis also, because then the handing over to the Eved is only a tnai. So even if the Odin had died already, but the tnai is fulfilled. Mashen came in this case, ho Eimer, tnu get shtashicho abdi. When he tells the Eidim, you write Ishtar, you sign it, and then have it delivered to the Eved. So then is lo yitnu lachamis. So then the question is, in this case, it's very difficult. Why does Rashi have to resort? Digital lehava adimotel yodei vechimotel yodei homisle mishacher upokale reshusim. Upokale reshusim. Why do you have to resort to it? The Gerushin did not take place yet. And we cannot say 10 kisri, because at the time we said 10, there was just a piece of paper. There was no shtar shircho. The answer is, because Teisves has two lishenes in Bomitzie, where according to Abaye that we say, either Bersum Abzochonei, whether that applies to shtar shircho. Of course, it only applies to something that is ischus. We couldn't say either Bersum Abzochonei by Getisha, because it's a chayit. So the halacha of either Bersum Abzochonei, according to Abaye, applies only to Yisrus, but according to the Rabbanan of Meir, the Shtashicho is Yisrus. So the two Lishenes and Teisves, whether we say it's either Bersum Abzochonei by Shtashicho, and according to one Lishen Teisves, we say either Bersum Abzochonei by Shtashicho, not only in regard to the Kiyamame. Even we got to the Kenyanisa. And there is one Russian taste says that we don't say either for some of Zochle, Ligabish Tashiro. I think that even that Russian taste says that says we don't apply it to Shtashiro, so only Ligabi the Kenyanisa, but Ligabi the Kenyaman. We certainly should apply, whatever. The attention is there is one Russian taste in Bodmitsie. That either the Chesun of Zochonei applies to Shtashich. Teisves Dafchof Omdalev, the bottom Teisves, the Bahamasril, Sheva Bismani Torf. So he says, Ulin Yanisa. In other words, it's much more than Teisves. The two Lishenis are only Ligabi the King and Nisa. Ligabi the King and Momain, certainly, that either Vursum of Zohale applies. Because even if we say that Eid Vursum of Zohale is Takonis Chachomim, on that point there is also Machlokes Rishonim. But Hefka Bezn Hefka, why couldn't we apply the Takonis Chachomim, Ligabi the King and Momain, Ligabi the King and Nisa? Then it's another Shaila. Because in Kiyavi Chachom Lakadom Matir. Still, Teisves says, in one Loshin, that even Gabi Isa. So Teisves says, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, Teisves the Bahamas for Shiva, Bismani Torif, the Ulin and Isa Nira the Nebet Baal Bas Yisrael Kidim Shibol Yode Get Shichu Sheposlo. The Shemo Gam Gabi Isa Zoch Lem Shasime. But the Gabi Momen certainly we apply Eidos Mizochal. So now most Rishenim appear to say that we do apply Eidos Vechsum of Zochal Le Gabi Shta Shichu even Le Gabi Isa. So Mele, the reason is why Rashi here, Daf Yudim, says, Lo Yitlach Amisi, Tikit Lehava Ademot El Yodei, Vechimot El Yodei, Yom Nisri Mishacher, Opokal Rishu Sei. So the question is, since according to Rashi, Daf Yudim, in the case of a inner ten get zeli shtar shichu zeli avdi, so then we can give lachamisa also. But here the Mishnah's reference, o inner tnu shtar shichu avdi. So we cannot say ten kisri because the get is not Balaam yet. It wasn't written, it wasn't signed yet. So why does Rashi have to resort to the fact that Pokal Rishuse is already in the Rishus of the Yoshim? There is another reason as to why we couldn't give Lachamise. Because we couldn't say Zochin, so it's not Yisrael. How can a dead person be Mishacher? So the Xeis explains it on the basis because the Shliach is the Mishach. But that's a difficult concept. But I think that Rashi is saying it, Halibe Abaye. Abaye says, Ede Versum of Zohale, and the Amon Rishinu Paschal like Abaye. Ramretah, Paschal like Abaye. So anyway, whether we Paschal like Abaye or we Paschal like Havasi, but the Mishnah is true according to Abaye too. So, according to Rav Asi, that there is no din of Eid of Vechsum of Zohalei, so then Rashi wouldn't have to resort to the Tam. Lo Yitla Hamisa Digita Lehava Demot El Yodei Vechimot El Yodei Homisle Mishachar Opot El Rishuse. Without recourse to that Tam. They couldn't give it because he is dead. The Shliach is not the Mishachar, the Odness to the Mishachar. But according to Abaye, that there is a din of Eid of Vechsum of Zohalei, and many Rishonim say that it applies even to the king and Yisrael. So Mele, even though the Girs is Tnu Shtar Shicholat, so he couldn't say Zohalei shall be fun of on the basis because he was appointed Yishliach L'Kabole, because the Shtar Shichol was not Balaam yet. But then it was signed and everything, so then Eid of Vechsum of Zohalei. So that means that the Dechsime become Shluch L'Kabole. Eid of Vechsum of Zohalei. They become Shluch L'Kabole, so they are Zeiche in the Shicho for the Evet. At that time when they signed the Shtar, the Odin was still living. He died after it was signed, but before they had an opportunity to hand it over to the Evet. But after it was signed, so we should say that he was Yotzel Chayos. So Rashi here Daf Yud Gimel applies the similar lomdes that the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi Daf Tes apply Ligabi get that was already complete. So there Rashi says that even though Zochman shall be fun of, but it means since he was Makpit and handing over to the Eved, so it means that he wanted the Shliach to start being Zeiche for the Eved, but it should be finalized after it is handed over. So Mele here, since he says, Tnu, if he didn't say Shtar Shich, Tnu Shtar Shich, Zalavdi, he would just say Sign Shtar Shich. Then he was not Makpit and handing over. So according to Abaye, the Eid of Vechsum of Zohalei, so it will be Huva Adover Mafreya that they were Zeicha in the Shicho at the time of the Chsime. But here, he didn't say Chismu Lishtar Shicho. He said Tnu Shicho. So he was makpid that he doesn't want him to. He doesn't want them to be zeiche completely the shicha for the Eved. In other words, so Rashi here applies the same lomdes that the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi daftes apply to tain shtar shichos alav. So in other words, the kpeide is, since he says tain, so the kpeide is that it should be me'achshav ul'achat nisinet re'evet me'achshav ul'achalamet. So the chalei starts already being chal, but it's lasting until it is ended over. And then, at the time it is ended over, when the chalais has to be finalized, so he's not living the Odin. So, kol gited lishaya beiv liklum. First of all, the Gemara says it. So, even according to Rashi, that is a special Gzeras HaKosuf, it's a special Gzeras HaKosuf only by get, because of Trises, but Shtashichu, as they say, is analogous to get. And then, Rashi would be made it to tasteless, that without recourse to krisis, so something that is that cannot be finalized is pokali gamre. Rashi only has recourse to krisis in connection with the rishus yovim, which is not nimshach mamesh. It's only zike mashenkin ligabishicho. So the rishus yovim is mamesh nimshach completely in the hands of the yoshim. They become the bailim of the Eved. So then Rashi would agree with Tesis, without recourse to Krisis, kol gite de Mishaya, kol shtar de Mishaya, not afkeget, even shtamatone, and Rashi says it, ligabi shtamatone also the same from this. Because poka rishusei of the neisein, and the moment build is already in the rishus of the Yosh. Rishus of Yosh, there it's not Krisis. So Rashi is made it to Tesis. I think that's the way we can understand, we can understand the thesis. All right, I mean, we can understand the Rashi. Now, if he didn't say tnu get shtar shechol avdi, then it wouldn't be less a continuing chalais. But since he said tnu, so he was makpit on the handing over. So even if we apply the Mizrachali, but here was Makpit, that they should be Zeiche for the Evet in a lasting Chalais, in a continuing Chalais. So Mele, Kol Gite de Mishaya Veliklomo. Why? Because it's Nichnas Lishus Ayosh. This is what this is the Pshat Rashi. All right, we'll leave it here. Then, on Sunday, I would like to go over the whole Gemara up to Haneginoi. I would like to. I mean, I'm not the Lineda. The whole Gemara. Okay. Finish the Mishneh Friday. Now, tasteless. So, in a new get, Igasimon. So, there are two Gersois. One Gersi is Tain Getze, and the other Gersi is Pnu Get. Pnu Shtashicholav. So, Igasimon Ten Getze, and Ten Shtashicholze, Leavdi. And still, the Mishneh says, the question is, but according to Rabbanon Tamir, it's a schus. So he's Meshuchal Mafreya. He became Mishleh Kabbalah of the Eved. So why is Leitla Hamis? Igasin and Ken Geze Asya Masnissen Kirabneya Davki. In other words, in respect to Shtashich, Inanatul Kirabon. But according to Rabbanon, it's a schus. And tennis kisri, so the shliach became a shliach the kabbalah of the Eved. So the Eved should have been yitzel lechirus at the very outset. So why do we care that the Odin died? Inam afil kabon uchrein shin meisri miyad liyat elo mariolei tzad alitnei vihuloi not liyad achamis. So the first lashon case this is that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he just told him 10, it was lying on the table, and he said 10, and then he reminded himself to pick it up to pick it up from the table, but that was already after the Odin died. Ela Mariola Yum Saval Litney Vihuli Notley Adahamis. So then there's another kash. So he says Litlahamis, there is a loch by get of Tligitahmogavikarake, so it's no good. There has to be any sin. Miyadliat and Chua Nisha can appoint a Shliach Likabole. So then it has to be Nisine Miyadliat from the other Baal to the Yad Shliach Likabole. Here, he didn't give it to him directly, Miyadliat, to the Shliach. He said, 10, he just told him, 10. And it was left on the table. So then he wants to pick it up an hour later, and in the meantime, the Odin died. But suppose the Odin didn't die. It still could not be. Still could not be Mishulcher, because it's not, it's Tligitach Mogavikarak. And the same aloha that applies to Gerishin applies to Stashiach. That's the Vaposhet. No Machlekes on that. The Dinisine. So why do we have to base it upon the fact that because in Shichol HaChamis, even if the Odin is living, so then the Odin would have to pick it up from the table and give it to the Eved in order that the Eved should be Mishuch.
It's only a problem with the Rabbanon where Shtar Shifra, but let's say in case of the Kedish or in any event she's not going to be
Mugurah. No, by the way.
So then it was not in place of
the Nisina. By the teacher, it's not Shayach. It doesn't become... He doesn't become Ishliach Likabole, so he's only Ishliach Miloche. There is no Aloche that there has to be a Dinisine. There has to be a Dinisine from the Baal sent to the Shliach Miloche sent. There is a Shite of Rav Yudei Goyen. I mean, so some Achreinim say that according to Rav Yudei Goyen, so... there has to be a nisine from the hand of the Baal to the hand of the Shliach Lochem, but there's another pshat in there, Rav Yudei Goyen. Otherwise, all the Gerishin that are sent by mail from Europe to America, so it's no good, you see, because who is appointed as a Shliach Lochem? Somebody in America, especially years ago. I mean, today, all right. But years ago, so it the get would be sent by mail, and then a certain shliach in America would be appointed as the shliach liloche, and he would pick up the get from the mailman or from the table. It doesn't make any difference, and then he would give it directly to the ish. But if we say that in the pshat in Rav Yudei Goyen is kipshute, so then all this, so there has to be another pshat, but it's dover poshut that there is no dini sine of your daily yodo from the other Baal to the yad shliach liloch, but there is a din of nisine mi your daily yodo from the yad Baal to yad isho, or if the isho appoints a shliach likabole from the yad Baal to the yad shliach likabole, or if the Baal appoints a shliach liloche, so there is a dini sine mi yodei li yodo from the yad the shliach liloche to the isho. But here, according to Rabbanan from Meir, it's his hus. So Meili becomes a shliach. He becomes a shliach likabole. He becomes a shliach likabole. So then, in order that Eved should be mishucher, the Odin has to hand over the shtar shichu directly. And he didn't hand it over in his lifetime. Lacham is so he's certainly not going to hand over. So, Mimeles, why do we discuss? Because in Shtashich Lacham, even if he had been living, so then he could only be Mishuchar if the Odin would pick up the get from the table or wherever it was left, and then hand it over to the Shliach. So that's my Rav Sinigre.
Well, this becomes Shliach LeKabbalah. Maybe after he's a Shliach LeLoch, it becomes a Shliach LeKabbalah. When does he become Shliach LeKabbalah, Shliach?
I don't understand.
When, at the first moment?
He didn't. Of course, the first moment.
Well, the first moment. After he acts
It couldn't be. There is a loch l'chos l'shlichas yisabal. So if somebody becomes a shlich l'loch, the Baal couldn't say, you be 1 minute, you'll be a shlich l'loch, then you become a shlich l'kabole. So it's l'chos l'shlichas yisabal. The shliach has to be able. I mean, it's a gemara in the end of the second period. But here, of course, it means the first moment he becomes a shliach kabbal. So, what's the pshat in tesis? In the first loshen, el amarele yomitzav litle vule notle adacha mise. So, this loshen in tesis can only be explained according to the ksayis chiddush. The ksayis mentions a chiddush that. The Ksayis mentions that Ligabi Lishmo, alright, but it says the same lomdes would apply Ligabi Tligitach and Gabi Karak. The Ksayis mentions a Chidesh in view of the fact that there are two kinyonim in an Eved, a kinyon Iser and a kinyon Momein, so Ishtashicho that was not written Lishmo cannot be Mafkia, the kinyon Iser. But the kinyon Momein it can be Mafkia, because insofar as the kinyon Momein is concerned, is avodim mizuk shorik hakoeis. So just the skarke can be nikneh fushtar, so the kinyon momen can also be poka fushtar. In other words, when a nodin is mishachad evet, what does it mean? It's like being makne the evet to the evet. So without the special zersakosuf of chuf shloinitlo, of shtashicho, that has all the dinim and subject to all the requirements of get, lishmo, krisis, nisin, and yado yado. That's in regard to the kinyanisa. But in regard to the kinyanome, the ksoi says, even without lishmo. So the same thing, I don't remember whether the ksoi says it, ligabe, tligitam, ligabe, karaka, also maybe he does, I don't remember, but whether he does spell it out or not, it's certainly the same lomdes applies to tligitam, ligabe, karaka. If the Enodin will hand over the Shtashicho to the Eved, but he won't hand it over directly, Miyodei Liyodo, he'll put it on the floor and he'll tell the Eved, pick it up, so the Kinyanisa will not be able to be Poka. But the Kinyan, according to the Ksayis Lomdes, the Kinyan Momein will be Poka. And here the Mishnah says, Lo Yitnu Lachamise, it means, and even the Kinyan Momein is not Poka. In other words, he remains the Eved of the Yoshim. And suppose the Yoshim, the Yoshim don't want to be Mishachar him, so he's out of luck. He's out of luck, the Eved. But according to the Islamdes, since it's his chus, so he can become a Shliach Likabole of the Eved. True, there was no Nisinem Yad Odin Liyad. So the Kinyanisa is not Poka, but the Kinyanomen is Poka. If the Kinyanomen is Poka, so then the Yoshim Beznu will force the Yoshim to give him a Shtar Shicho, that's the Aloche. Whenever there is an Evet, that the Kinyanomen is Poka, so then Beznu forces the Odin to give him a Shtar Shicho. And here the Pashtas Aloshna Mishni is Lo Yitnu Lacham Yiseh, and there remains an Evet. An Evet of whom? The Odin is dead, of the Yoshim. No, but insofar as the Kinyan Momen is concerned, so even if it's Ligitam Rabakarka, so the Kinyan Momen is Poka, some mele, we could give it to him, Lacham, he said, it's only a fulfillment of Itnai, and mele, according to Rabbanon, so it can be for the Tnai can be fulfilled, Lacham, he says, Odin also, mele, it will be Huva Adovel Mafreya. That the Kinyan Momen was Poka, let's say a week ago when the Odin was living. So now, so the Yoshim have only the Kinyan Iser. So then Bezdin will force the Yoshim to give him a Shtar Shicho to be Yisrael Chios. And the Pashtus Loshan Mishni is Lit Racham Iser and the remains of Evet. So that's how the thesis has to be explained. Will not Lat Racham Iser. Iname, a second Loshan. Not really out of sorts.